Good morning, everyone. Welcome back to Future Insights, where we look into the crystal ball of tomorrow. I'm your host, Mike, and today we have a very special guest with us. We're joined by Dr. Emily Collins, an expert with a wide range of interests. Welcome, Emily.
Thanks for having me. It's great to be here.
So, Emily, it's quite fascinating to think that some of us, including our listeners, might actually experience the world in 2100, don't you think?
Absolutely. And with the speed at which technology develops, many more of us might be around in 2100. When it comes to the future, I think there will be great achievements, but also challenges.
I guess you have climate change in mind.
Right. That's a hot topic, and we are already noticing changes all over the world. You know, we see more natural disasters, more extreme temperatures on both ends of the scale, and many more.
Unfortunately, I have to agree with you. But let's look at the brighter side. How are our private and professional lives going to change? What's life going to be like at the turn of the century?
We'll see some significant changes. Let's start with private life. Homes will definitely get smarter and more energy efficient in the future. We're talking about artificial intelligence managing our homes with solar panels and energy use, heating and recycling. With 3D printing, we might construct eco-friendly houses that are even greener than the ones we have now.
That's incredible. What about public transportation?
By 2100, I envision a world where public transportation has been revolutionized. We're talking about hyperloop trains rushing through vacuum tubes, connecting cities in a matter of minutes. And for shorter distances, perhaps we'll have fleets of electric, autonomous drones zipping around, offering on-demand rides to anyone with a smartphone. So the cars on the roads will definitely decrease.
That sounds like a sci-fi movie to me. When we look at the business world, we are going to see big changes as well, right?
I mean, the world of business is a very broad topic. But let's continue with transportation and look at business travelling. We might fly with electric airplanes and supersonic jets, with which we can get to the other end of the world in hours. Overall, travelling will become less difficult. I think that virtual reality will bring about a lot of change with virtual boardrooms, with managers from all over the world sitting at the same virtual table. Travelling less for business will also have positive effects on the environment. Well, let's not forget to bring AI to the table. It is possible that we will have AI assistants managing administrative tasks, analysing data, and even assisting in decision-making processes. This could free up human workers to focus on more creative and strategic tasks.
So it seems like the future of business will be both high-tech and eco-friendly. Well, Emily, thank you once again for sharing your vision for the world of tomorrow.
My pleasure. You're welcome.